Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got asked about that right after it happened, you know, and I think the biggest thing, Mark, and I'll just kind of repeat what I said, was that I'm glad we added Adam Silver, you know, to lead the league. Obviously, after Daryl's tweet, I thought the most important thing that Adam could say and that we as a league could say was, you know, that we value the freedom of expression and that we want our, you know, the NBA has been big on that, you know, and the way that he's handled that and the way that he has, you know, basically said we're not going to regulate what people say. It's part of what, you know, we all believe, I think, is really important. So, and I agree with him. And, you know, I haven't paid attention to everybody's talk and quotes since then. I'm not going to pretend like I was a political expert on China prior to whatever day that was when that all came out. But, you know, I appreciate his leadership and certainly have been reading and learning and trying to get up to speed with everything.
It's Brad Stevens on China just minutes ago here on Zolak and Bertrand. That seems to be at odds with the opinion of LeBron James, who had issue with his commissioner, according to ESPN, for not wanting to punish Daryl Morey. That according to a new report today on ESPN.com.
Nice job by Stevens.
Excellent answer.
Yep.
I support the freedom of expression.
Gee, and you know that he
seems like
knows.
A pretty basic idea, doesn't it?
You know he knows more to it than what he's leading on to. I mean, he's very well informed, updated by Celtics PR, and they know the situation of what's going on in their own league. Yeah.
Great.
Good answer. Good answer.
Excellent.
So boy, it makes LeBron look bad. Oh,
aren't you gonna punish him?
Yeah. Why haven't we done anything?
If I didn't
do anything to you.
You would have punished me, Adam. You would have punished me, Adam. Why did you punish Daryl Morey?
No, I didn't punish you last year.
Actually, no.
The year before, no.
Actually, no, LeBron. No. We never punished
you. We let you do what you want to do.
You want to say something? We've let you say something.
Yeah.
In fact, now that you think more about it, you think that maybe it's less about the league office and it's more about players and owners. It's less about Adam Silver, right?
Yeah.
Did Adam Silver tell Daryl Morey to be quiet? Did Adam Silver come down on Daryl Morey or did his owner come down on him? Who came down on Daryl Morey to the point where he wanted to delete the tweet and take it back the way that he sort of took it back? I wouldn't say he apologized for it. He said he didn't mean to cause any harm to anyone, but He never apologized for what he said, which I'm glad he didn't apologize. There's no need to apologize. 617-779-0985. Bryce in Maine. Hi, Bryce.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about China.
Okay.
I wonder if LeBron James and the NBA understand that this is a matter of life and death to these people. This is about freedom, and they're worried about a little bit of money? That makes me sick. I'll never watch the NBA again. These people are sick. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome.
Bryce in Maine, out on the NBA.
Love Maine.
How do you think the NBA does in Maine? Got the Red Claws.
The Maine Red Claws up there?
The Red Claws up there.
Not sure.
Not sure?
He's very upset.
Bobby.
Will you watch the NBA?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Are you going to continue watching the
yes.
NBA?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Like I will continue to watch NFL with all their referee problems that they have.
Yeah. Right, Hardy?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Bobby, what do you got?
Hello?
Hello?
Bobby.
What's going on, boys?
Bobby!
Hi, Bobby.
How come I didn't hear this fanfare for our boy Colin Kaepernick? When injustice is happening right here in this country, nobody was up in arms about that. Everybody was saying, he's an idiot. He's disrespecting the flag. Like, there was no backup to that. I mean, cops now have taken to the next level where they're entering people's houses and shooting them. So why don't we worry about the injustice here in America before we take a plane and fly over there? And obviously, the guy is uninformed because he took back what he was saying.
Okay. All right. You're going into a completely different discussion. If you're talking about Colin Kaepernick, we've spent plenty of time talking about Colin Kaepernick. Spent a lot of time talking about Colin Kaepernick. And how he's still unemployed, I have no idea. Well, I do have an idea. The league's colluding against him.
I just don't think he's that good.
We're not talking about just issues of injustice just for the sake of talking about it. We're talking about it because it directly relates to the leagues and the sports. We don't have political discussions just for the sake of having political discussions here. That's not what we do.
Right.
Never have. So if that's why you're wondering where that discussion has been, because that's not typically what we do. That's all. This relates directly to how the league handled it there. One player calling out a general manager.
And what player, she said.
Players not wanting to play games while they were on a road trip. That's why. This is really intertwined with the actual games. The possibility of the salary cap dropping 10 to 15% next year. This is why this is all sort of very tied in to the games, the players, the general managers, the owners, the commissioner. This is not just about a political discussion. It's not. Really isn't.
It's about money. And you're right. This is about players and owners that are going to benefit more from the money, more so than a guy like Adam Silver. It's really not about Adam Silver. It's about the people that are going to benefit the most. It's the people to shoe contracts, the appearances, the seven-figure appearances that you're going to make in a matter of a week sitting there in China. You've gone to China 15 times. Gee, why have you done that? Oh, because you want to go global. Yeah. This is like the NFL trying to put the damn sport in Europe, right? London. Want a team in London. Like enough. Greed, money. Yeah, it's about them.
617-779-0985. Enes Kanter had something to say about this on Twitter the other night. He had something for LeBron James. That is out there. We'll get to that. Also, a hockey item coming up for you. Bruce Cassidy on goalies. Something he said today at his availability.
And something on Italians.
Okay, that too coming up in just a bit.
Yep.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Good tweets from Enes Kanter the other day. He's obviously not as high profile as LeBron James, but plays for the Celtics, so we're aware of the tweets.
Seems like a fun dude.
He said this. He saw those tweets and reacted with a couple that we assume were responses to LeBron.
No, it was immediately after LeBron.
Yeah, it was immediately after he had spoken. He said, wow, dude. And then he said, SMH for shaking my head.
Yep.
And then he tweeted out these bullet points. Haven't seen or talked to my family in 5 years. Jailed my dad. My siblings can't find jobs. Revoked my passport, international arrest warrant, my family can't leave the country, got death threats every day, got attacked and harassed, tried to kidnap me in Indonesia, all caps, freedom is not free.
Yep.
And
it's Kanter. And also an MLK quote, too, about freedom of speech and how much it means, equality and personal rights.
And Enes Kanter obviously has issues with his home country of Turkey, where he has spoken out against the government there. And so he has refused to be silenced. And for that, he has paid a price. His family has paid a price. And he is a prime example of someone who understands the value of, in its simplest way, freedom. He understands the value of being able to freely express yourself. And that's why he probably got pretty pissed at LeBron James the other night. And that's why he was tweeting what he tweeted. That's why he sent that out. He fully understands freedom is not free because he has paid a price. Pretty good person to be speaking on that.
Yeah.
But I know LeBron's got Nikes to sell in China.
Movies. There's a movie coming out, too.
And he's got Space Jam 2.
Yep.
617-779-0985.
Dre Beats.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Also, this happened today after Bruins practice. Bruce Cassidy, head coach of the Bruins. Interesting comments about the use of goalies. I haven't heard these yet, but we want to hear this, Zoe. I think we want to listen up.
All right.
We've talked yesterday with Billy Jaffe about how well the goalies have played so far, right? They've split the duties.
Well, strength of the team, too, last year, and how it kept Tuukka fresh all year.
It did. And a lot of people have had complaints about, you know, hey, you get to the playoffs, if a strength of your team is you've got two great goalies, and you've got Halak playing well, and you've got Tuukka playing well, why not use two in the playoffs? Well, guess what? We might be headed for that, although it's not specifically said, I think. Let's hear Bruce Cassidy. Bruce.
You have data and past years of performance to look at and say this benefits both guys. So do you think there will ever be a coach in our organization that says let's just try a rotation in the playoffs, or is that just too big of a leap?
No, I think they will. I do. Did he rotate Cheevers and Gilbert, or my late or early?
Actually, 72.
So that's Eddie Johnson and Cheevers still? Yeah. See, I'm all right. I'm close. I believe it will happen at some point. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be this year or whatever, but I think eventually if they're structured that way during the regular season, why would you necessarily change it in the playoffs? So I could see it happening, definitely. Absolutely.
Could see it happening. I mean, he's being asked specifically about...
Most definitely.
I mean, it's like in theory...
Well, we have a long way to go here.
Right? It's like in theory, it's not about specifically, I guess not his team and his goalies, right?
I guess.
Isn't it sort of an open-ended, broad question about in general?
Well, he said I could see it
in
happening.
In theory, with any team and any team with two good goalies.
Yeah, but of course we take it to these two.
It would apply to his team right now, here and now. These two guys, Halak and Tuukka.
He made a direct correlation to playing time versus the playoffs, though. So if we see at the end of the season that maybe Tuukka's played 35 games and Halak's played 30 games, you would have to believe that he's going to use both in the playoffs, right?
Maybe.
Why would you change? He said that himself. Why would you change in the playoffs if you're doing it during the season?
Okay, but what was the playing? I mean, what was the Brown look right now? The breakdown last year, it was pretty. Wasn't it pretty close last year?
Yeah, it was pretty close last year. Then you all made fun of me for that crazy comment. I say, hey, if things don't go well, maybe you pulled a goalie. Is that a concern going into the playoffs?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I was ahead of this.
You are misrepresenting what you said.
I was ahead of this. What is your concern going into goalie?
No, we said, what are you most looking forward to in the playoffs was the question. And so what did Zoe say, Hardy? He was like, well, I'm waiting to see if they pull Tuukka. Wait, that's what you're most looking forward
to?
Team
Halak.
The game started last year was 45-37 for Tuukka.
The hockey shirt on.
It's close. I mean, that's almost a even. I know it's more Tuukka, but.
So if there's a month left in the season and it's like.
It's not a major gap between the two.
Say it's 30-27, or what would that be? 35-33 towards
the end of the season.
Be 30-27.
Let's say it's 40-42.
No, but I'm saying it's 35-33 heading into the final month of the season, and you got 14 games left. You know, do you start looking at? You're going to start looking at it a month out, saying,
"Yeah,
this is going to happen in the playoffs."
Well, I think it's your gut too. Like, what if somebody fares better against somebody else? Like, remember how Tuukka struggled up in Montreal for all those times? And you're thinking, okay, well, maybe this guy plays better. And then Billy told us, too, yesterday or the day before, that there's going to be stretches here where they're going to get a couple games, couple starts in a row where everything won't be balanced.
Do you think they'll just...
Maybe just go with the flow, yeah, what your gut tells you.
I mean, Tuca's going to turn 33 this season, right? He's going to be 33 years old.
Yeah, and the best thing is he's come out of the gate flying here. He usually starts slow. Yeah.
So do you just start thinking about that, given that you've got 33-year-old Tuukka Rask and a Halak who's going to turn, what? He'll turn, he's 34 going on 35. I think he'll turn 35 in the spring. So you're going to have a 33 and a 35-year-old goalie in the springtime? Maybe you're just saying, hey, let's, if they're both playing well and they both split the time, maybe this is the age where we start doing that split come playoff time. And before, we weren't as open to it because we have a number one high-paid goalie in Tuukka Rask. I don't know. Maybe they're at a point where they're ready for a shift of some sort. But those comments are interesting. Oh, well, maybe you anti-Tuukka people are going to get your wish.
Yeah.
Tuukka folks. Pro-Tuukka.
But in Zoe's defense, I know what he was saying before the start of, what was it, the postseason or the series or whatever it was when he said that, because it was still an issue. And then it became almost comical, and we laughed at ourselves for thinking
how
good he was, to think that it was ever a consideration that Rask was going to get pulled at some point in favor of Halak.
Just because Halak was so good all year that if he, say, hit a couple bumps early against a team that
I know what you were saying.
I
totally back you up with that. Well, I don't know if you were ahead of it, but I understood what you were saying at the time.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Is this like baseball going with the bullpen games and stuff? Is this going to be what we see in the future? Like where one team does it and then every other team start to follow if they're successful?
Well, I don't think it's a revolutionary idea, because you heard in that questioning how it happened many years ago, decades ago, how it wasn't unusual in the 70s. But, you know, then at some point it became unusual. So it would be going back to an old style of play is what it would be. Zoe said we want to get to something on Italians, you said, right?
Yeah,
that was Zoe's big tease.
I got something about Italians.
I think what he was referring to,
Italian kickers,
is Giorgio Tavecchio. His nickname
is Italian.
Is Italian Ice.
Italian Ice.
That's his nickname.
You like Italian Ice?
They call him Italian Ice.
But I shaved ice.
I don't see what the big deal is with Italian Ice. Just for the record,
what
Italian Ice, like from a street vendor or like.
Any kind of Italian ice,
it?
Whether it be like a
I like an Italian
like a scooped
custard.
Italian
nope.
ice, or like from
nope.
the freezer aisle
nope.
at the supermarket.
You like, nope.
Any
you like,
of those forms
like
of Italian
nope.
ice.
You like lasagna?
Love lasagna.
Oh my God.
Well,
the wooden paddle.
Yesterday, the Patriots tried out kickers and a punter yesterday, and one of those kickers was Giorgio Tavecchio. And well, Zoe has something on that for us. He will give it to us next.
I don't like snow cones either.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
Okay.
All right.
First of all,
it's your I like a big pizza pie.
Why are the Patriots working out kickers?
They worked out a punter.
Yeah, and
what
a punter.
The hell you need to work out a punter
place
for?
Place kickers and punters. What do you think that's all about?
They don't homework in case Nugent goes 0-for-4 Monday night in his old stadium. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. So they bring in the Italian Ice here, right? That's his nickname, Italian Ice.
Okay, can you answer the football question first,
though?
Sure. It's just for Nugent. That's all, just in case he sucks.
I just think this could be a rotational thing, just
okay,
in case
good.
He just freaking implodes.
All right, what about
the practice squad guy, too?
I think, yeah, Youngway.
Yeah.
Youngway, Koo, out
Koo
the door.
Koo's gone.
Koo got cut. So do you think possibly they add someone to the practice squad?
They could.
All right. What about the punter?
I just think in case, say Bailey pulls a muscle or something on kickoffs.
I don't know. It was windy the other night, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he sucked.
How'd Bailey do?
He did not. It was worst game yet.
You know how hard it is when you drop that ball and it's windy? You got to nail that thing. That's tough. That's
well, he
tough
also
on
sort of has
yeah,
a.
Ryan Allen did it really well.
He also has a sort of unique.
Oh, boy, you're being a jerk today, huh?
Well, no, he's just being. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, he was bad the other night.
Is Ryan Allen better in the wind than Bailey?
Maybe. Maybe that's a bad sign for Bailey.
That's hopefully something he'll learn, but.
Come home, Bill Bailey.
Yes, please, don't sir. Call me don't mean. Yes, please, sir.
Right.
Don't mean maybe.
So our graph. I like how it says nailed it.
Nailed it
on the graph.
With the Italian, with nailed the Italian it. Flag up there. It. Stick that in your mask.
Nailed it. All right. So one of the kickers they worked out was Giorgio Tavecchio.
Oh.
They call him Italian Ice.
Which, by the way, sounds like a name given to the new Italian neighbor in an 80s yeah. era sitcom.
It's almost like they put him on a plane.
Did you meet our new neighbor, Giorgio Tavecchio?
They went over to the country with the boot and it said, get on a plane, kid. You're going to kick footballs in America. But he did this cooking show. Not cooking show, but a little thing with Carissa Thompson on Fox pregame.
All right.
And give it a listen here.
D'acqua, che dopo con la besciamella facciamo la bagnomaria, facciamo il bagnomaria, no?
You might not understand him.
Pause. Well, because he's speaking Italian, so if you speak but Italian,
he's moving quicker.
You would
like,
understand.
He's barking out an order.
Hold on,
he's barking out an order.
Maz is in our control room. Can we get him a pair of headphones so Maz can listen? Oh, he can hear it. All right, Maz should be able to.
You know,
pick
speaking
up on
Italian.
What he's saying.
Yeah, let's go.
The first thing she. You might not understand it. I think we can all agree foreigners talk funny.
Let's go. Give me more.
L'acqua, che dopo con la besciamella facciamo la bagnomaria. Facciamo il bagnomaria, no?
You might not.
Maz?
Maz, what do you got? Translation, please.
Well, he speaks very, very quickly, first of all.
No kidding.
And secondly, the end of it said something like, we got to give a bath to Maria, don't we?
No. No.
Facciamo, play it again.
Facciamo il bagno Maria, no?
With a bath of Maria.
That's what he says.
Yeah, Maria, prenataba.
Is he talking about soaking some kind of food item?
Maybe it's marinara, Sam. Maybe he's talking about the marinara.
Hello?
This is what happens when you don't give him headphones. This is what happens. This is the problem. All right.
You might not understand him.
We're never going to get through this.
Keep going.
We're never going to get through it.
The gibberish you hear is from...
I just want to... cut. He made a five... Now, what
a
they're
gutter
doing...
language from a gutter culture known as Italy or this, Italian.
This interesting man that we found in the National Football League. He has this deep baking dish and he's making a lasagna. It's like a 7-Eleven lasagna. But listen to like how he cooks it and what kind of pasta he uses.
All right, let's hear it.
Questa qui.
And you might not recognize him.
Capito, ma noi a casa di solito facciamo bagno Maria.
What's he look like? What's he like, Harry?
A bagno Maria there.
Yeah, hair in his knuckles.
What's with Maria in the bath?
Not talking about cooking at all. The hell kind of program is
this? Might not recognize him.
But Italian-born kicker Giorgio Tavecchio has been a part of the NFL in one way or another.
By the way,
oh, that could not be more stereotypical music for this guy.
Down a cobblestone street?
It's like going to the Olive Garden.
Peaches, peppers, get your cabbage.
If you've ever seen The Godfather, you know what an Italian is. But here's another one. Look at him. He's playing football and everything.
It's 2012.
On the far hash, snap spot, try is away, and it is going to be good.
What a big kick by Giorgio Tavecchio.
And his career in the league has as many layers as his favorite dish.
Okay, so.
Oh, I see what I got.
Layered lasagna right there.
Seven layers. This sucker's deep, man. It looks so good.
What many don't know is lasagna is an Italian dish. You may be surprised to find that Giorgio could slap the spaghetti out of his mouth long enough to make a career for himself in sports, but he can not only do that, he's going to make us a lasagna. Listen to him. Doesn't he sound funny?
Okay, so we're making lasagna today.
Yes.
Now, this isn't a traditional American lasagna. How is an Italian lasagna?
Wait a minute.
Lasagna?
That's only what kind I know.
An American lasagna?
Wait, you go to Olive Garden?
What the hell's an American lasagna?
She probably eats an Olive Garden. Like, yeah, give me the breadsticks and all you can eat salad.
And I'll have the lasagna.
American lasagna.
You ever saw lasagna in a square?
What would you put in American lasagna? like ham and cheese?
American meat, cheese, and American risotto, right? Prosciutto.
American lasagna is traditionally made with two hamburger buns with ketchup slopped in the middle of it. But this is real Italian lasagna.
That's probably like the Prince brand, right? Like, hey, Anthony! The mothers yell, come eat!
All right, Delvecchio. Delvecchio.
Listen to this goofy little guy talk some more.
A lot of times it's the ingredients. You know, if the ingredients are fresh, not processed, it's going to be good. And we use pancetta, which is Italian bacon.
And that's this right here?
Yes, that's the pancetta.
Okay.
It's Italian bacon. We got some crushed tomatoes. Look like they're some good-looking stuff. We use...
She never had a pancetta before.
You know what bugs me, too? Like that Giada on the Cooking Network. She can never say mozzarella. Is that a mozzarella? Mozzarella. It's mozzarella.
Barilla pasta, which is one of the most famous Italian pasta
companies. Wait a minute. Has to say that.
See me tell me Barilla pasta? He uses like just regular Barilla pasta that you buy at the supermarket.
Yeah, it sounds like he's taking the easier way out on this one.
Barilla pasta, which is one of the most famous Italian pasta companies.
They didn't pay us to say that. We're just using it.
They did not, but that's what we use at home, so that's what we're going to use. This is going to be as genuine as you can.
Okay, so what do we start?
Now, when you go to the store, do you just barter other goods and services for the foods that you want to buy, or do you use actual money?
Do you think they got the wine bottle with the woven basket thing around? Cork, and they take it out, and they put, I got the prosciutto, and they got the wine. Now let's eat.
So the first thing to do, we're going to have to cut up the onions, the celery, and the carrots.
Okay. Oh.
That in Italy we call the Trinità, the Trinity, which first football reference of the day. It's like the snap, the hold, and the kick.
This guy's good.
It's kind of like DA describing the...
No, it's not anything like
that. The perfect cheeseburger.
Welker was the cheese, right?
Right. Well, it's like the Holy Trinity of the midday. It's like the Beetle and the Zoe and the Hardy.
First football reference of the day, it's like the snap, the hold, and the kick.
Trinity. I mean, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're all here. I will need all the help I can get.
Yes, you do.
You're Catholic, I'm going to assume, correct? Most of you people are.
You people.
This is for an American audience, so we're going to have to, lay off.
I want this guy here. We could bring him in. We'll do a cooking segment.
A cooking segment.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good piece.
But I just like it's a Barilla. Like, we all have that. Yeah, Barilla.
Barilla.
I'm going to go in and say, I want the Barilla. I want the good stuff. The guy said, you want the Barilla pasta?
It's going to be good. And we use pancetta, which is Italian bacon.
What? Now slow down. Is that like Hormel? Jimmy Dean?
And that's this right here?
Yes, that's the pancetta.
Okay.
Italian bacon. We got some crushed tomatoes. Look like they're some good-looking stuff. We use Barilla pasta, which is one of the most famous Italian pasta companies.
They didn't pay us to say that.
Tell me she asked him if it's sauce or gravy, because if she didn't, she didn't do her job.
We are going to get to today's takeaways.
Oh.
They are coming up next.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's the takeaways are brought to you by Awake 180 Weight Loss, revolutionizing weight loss industry since 2014. Set up your consultation to learn how easy losing weight can really be.
I wouldn't.
There you go.
But it's too late.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't.
Well, he backed off of
great
it for
menu
a second.
Davios.
You wouldn't, but he would.
Yeah,
great
well,
menu of Davios.
He did, but then he didn't, and then he did again.
So if
Italian Steakhouse.
DeVecchio signs here, we'll take him to Davio's.
Yes, take him to Davio's.
We'll invite him to go to Davio's.
Steve will have us over with
like
Paige.
I think he'd like it very much. Oh. Northern Italian.
Tell you what. His
But I think we should take him for some real Italian too, a little Olive Garden. You know,
there's one there too.
Unlimited breadsticks. Yeah. Hello.
Get that Scotty's kickoff kid contest. It'll be with DeVecchio if you sign him.
That's true.
That's right.
Have your kid down on the field with DeVecchio.
It's nice. We got, let's see. That could be my.
By the way, the next chance to win in the Scotty's kickoff kid contest is coming up Friday, correct, Jim?
Yes.
Friday at 11:50.
Yes.
Got the email on that. Nice. Friday at 11:50.
All right. Good giveaway.
A couple of things to get to today. Brad Stevens was with us for the first time this season. Glad to have him back. Yep. He sounds great. But before we had that interview, we went back, and thanks to Tom, we were able to hear all of our awkward introductions and starts to the interviews over the years. And we actually had to drop it because Zoe accidentally let a swear word slip out on the air. So you may not have heard this in full the first time we played this.
Are we also going to hear what Zoe said later? Because I missed it. I was sitting right here.
You go to a room and listen to it.
You have to listen to that on your own time. Okay. Here it is. Right. Welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Brad Stevens. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? How was your break? How was the time off? How was spring training?
That was a lot of questions there.
Brad Stevens with us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sorry about last night.
Brad Stevens.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Last time we talked, you guys were up for 2-0, and you're heading to Cleveland.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Coach. How you doing, buddy? You're on the line on time already. Game day. Get ready for this one tonight.
Let's welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens is with us on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Championship parade. Damn sure you're not down at the parade. Okay. That's a question.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
What's up, guys?
Hi guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing good. Getting ready for the AFC Championship game here. You know?
Yep. Good.
Rack them up. Everybody says say something.
Wow.
That is the all-timer.
I believe the next thing he said was, well, we're getting ready to play Toronto tonight. Do I need to be on the phone?
You
can be a little bit of a jerk.
It's the all-timer.
That's the one that will go down in infamy.
The all-timer was getting ready for the AFC Championship game. Like, well,
didn't you ask him at one point, too, when are you guys going to get back to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you wish you guys were in a title game?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
That's why we started to practice them.
Yeah, that's why we go to practice every day. That's why we're trying to work.
What's something else from?
Also, a call from Max in the game last night. Oh. As Carson Edwards went off last night.
This was his seventh three-pointer.
This was the seventh of the eight in one quarter.
Yeah. Here comes that man again, Carson Edwards. Crazy deep three. Got it.
Jesus. I didn't mean to say that about you, Lord, but my goodness. Woo.
Not approved by Jimmy Stewart.
No way.
That's awesome.
Oh, Max.
Oh, that's so good.
How many times I've wanted to say that in the game and I've had to hold back?
Jesus, jumped up. Oh, whoa, whoa.
There's something about Max that he could get away with it. Like, it's Max. He can say that.
Here comes that man again, Carson Edwards. Crazy deep three. Got it.
Jesus.
Okay.
So good.
I didn't mean to say it, but oh, my.
Tell you what,
three. He's in 6 minutes.
If you don't have a feel or you're not watching the game, it sort of paints the picture like, this one must have been from down.
That does.
Freaking
down.
That
does. Paints the picture.
It's emotional.
Yeah. That's emotional.
I like that.
Gives you a feel for the game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff from him.
I still haven't heard what Zoe said at the tail end of that. I'm going to have to go back. Something tells me it might make an appearance maybe for Fake Promo Friday. Maybe be able to hear that.
All he said was, I'm not saying bleep anymore.
I didn't hear him say it.
I don't think I said
There's a lot of talking over it, Thompson.
Yeah, there's a lot of people talking at the time.
All right. All right.
So he just said, I'm not playing bleep anymore. And he said, Is that right?
Oh, no,
how bad is the history? How bad is the history?
Guys, keep it down. Our radio show is interfering with Maz's conversation.
Maz has been here since like 10:30. Maz came, he had breakfast, he had lunch, he talked to everybody in sales. He bought coffee for everyone, and then he had a Chaffee Cafe.
He's had two meals.
We're back at it tomorrow with Bert Breer.
And it will be at a warrior.
MMQB, he'll be with us. Felger and Maz are coming your way next. And keep on rocking. By the way, Pat Benatar.
Keep on rocking.
I was going to say, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the final point, Pat Benatar, I want to change my vote. An emailer and tweeter have convinced me. We're going to talk more about that.
And Motorhead.
Benatar should probably be in.
And put Motorhead in. Okay. Change your vote on that.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Hi, everybody. Felger Maserati. Wednesday, October 16th, here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Anthony, James, how are you guys? James?
I'm good. Thank you. Yourself?
Okay, fine. Enough pleasantries. We're going to talk some football. We're going to talk some NFL today, okay?
All sure.
Right. Try something new. The big news after we got off the air yesterday across the league.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.